Good morning, everyone. It's Terrific Transformational Tuesday, April 8th, 2025. Welcome to Oh My Angels. I'm your host, Peggy, here on 12radio.com, where we are changing the way you listen to your angels. I'm so glad you all chose to be here today. I would love to have you join me in the Facebook chat room. And if you're new, to get there, you go to 12radio.com. And look in the upper left-hand corner, you'll see the word chat. Just click on that, and you'll get invited into the chat room if it's your first time, as it is a private chat room. And reason you can also is because the second half of the show, if you post a question in there that you want an answer from your angels, if you'll post that in there, the second half of the show, I'll get you some answers from your angels. Okay, today was really strange. Normally, the angels will give me a couple of days ahead of time and let me know what they want to talk about. And, yesterday, I got nothing. I'm thinking, okay, you guys, I kind of like to have a heads up. I don't like to panic because I don't know what you want me to, you know, to talk about. And I normally get up at 3 o'clock in the morning through the Monday through Friday because I have a part-time job that I go to. And, of course, this morning I woke up at 2 a.m. And the first thing I heard was Terrific Transformational Tuesday, which for those of you who have been following me for a while, you know that I have a saying for every single day of the week. Like Monday is Magical or Miracle Monday. Tuesday is Terrific Transformational Tuesday. Wednesday is Wonderful Wednesday. Thursday is Thankful Thursday. Friday is Fantastic Friday, or finally Friday, depending. Saturday is Super Saturday, and Sunday is Sweet Sunday. So when I heard that this morning, I'm like, okay, fine, but that still doesn't give me an answer. And then they were like, they said it again. So what I got was, that's what we're going to talk about. We're going to talk about the today of all the other days of the week. Today is Terrific Transformational Tuesday. Doesn't that just sound exciting? So I thought, okay, I'm going to look the definitions up. So for terrific, it's an adjective. And the different meanings that you can use is tremendous, huge, massive, enormous, gigantic, colossal, mighty, great, formidable, monstrous, sizable, considerable. Now, if you start your day with one of those words, then it's positive, it's upbeat, it's huge, right? It's like, woo, kicking it up a notch, right? And then transformational, it's a marked change in form, nature, or appearance. So if we have a terrific transformation, that's pretty special. And I have people, you know, at work, I greet them at work and say, you know, good morning, it's Terrific Transformational Tuesday. And they just stop and look at me like, what are we going to transform? I said, that's the good part. It's up to you. What do you feel like changing today? What's something that you've been thinking about changing or that you're ready for a change on? Why not start it today? When I think of terrific and transformational, the energy that comes to me when I say it is joy. I mean, how can you be grumpy or angry or upset when you hear terrific transformational? It's like something special, right? Something to get you excited, something to move the energy, right? It brings joy to me. So I thought, okay, I'll look up a joy. And it's the emotion of great delight or happiness caused by something exceptionally good or satisfying. Keen pleasure or elation. So if you bring those three words together, how can anything go wrong, right? How does it get any better than that? For those of you who've been listening to me over the years, you know that that's one of my favorite things. When things appear to not be so good, instead of looking at the bad, how does it get any better than this? And you're saying to God and the angels, the universe, hey, How does it get better? Show me. Guide me, show me. So to start the second day of the work week with terrific transformational Tuesday, which for me invokes joy and happiness. How does it get any better than that? How can you have a day that starts with those such positive, strong words? How can it go wrong? And just saying it, you know, terrific transformational Tuesday, as it invokes joy in me, it shifts my perspective from any concerns, et cetera, that I might have about what's going to happen today. Let's say that yesterday I was thinking, oh my gosh, I wonder if I'm going to get delayed at work, and you know, am I going to get home in time to let Yogi out and play with him a little bit before I go on to the radio show, or the things I have to do after the show, you know, how are they going to turn out? Instead of worrying about that, by starting my day off with terrific transformational Tuesday, it's like, wow, what exciting things are going to happen today? And then you start looking out for them, or at least I do. Because to start the day on a positive note sure as heck beats something on a negative note, right? So when you ask yourself and say, terrific transformational Tuesday, how does it get any better than this? Then you have to be open to receive the message from the universe and the angels of how they're going to show you how it's going to get better. You know, again, the angels love to help. They love to assist you in any way that they can. But they can't go against free will, so you have to invite them in. You know, so by asking, how does it get any better than this? They'll show you the terrific transformational things that are going to happen today that you've been waiting for. But once you ask the question, then you have to be open to receive the answers, right? And I think that's the hardest part for a lot of people, of saying, geez, you know, do I, you know, if I ask for help, that means I'm lacking. No, it doesn't. It means you know that something greater than you has answers that can help guide you and show you what you need to know. So you have to be open to it. Remember, the smallest of actions or situations or people can cause a physical reaction of joy. It can be a movie you saw, a commercial, a child, a grandchild. Whatever brings you joy in your life can show up at any time. Invite it in. You know, but today's society and all the political climate that's going on, it's so easy to jump into fear or to jump into lack or to kind of just shut everything out and kind of go numb. Instead, look for joy. Look for the good things that happened today. You know, when you get home this evening, or if you're home already, before you go to bed tonight, write out the terrific transformational things that happened today. You know, maybe you decided to turn right on a street instead of turning left, and by turning right, you ran into somebody, you know, that you hadn't seen in a long time that brought you joy. But by asking God and the angels to show you what's joy-filled for today, or what part of my life do I need to transform? One of the biggest life-changing decisions I ever made was that I no longer needed or wanted drama in my life to learn the lessons that I have signed up for this time. And I had to affirm that for quite a while and get it to where it became second nature that I was letting go of the drama, that I didn't need it, that I could learn the lessons without all the drama. You know, growing up, I swear, the angels had to have a 2x4 on me for me to get some of the lessons, because I repeated them over and over and over until I finally got it. But again, I wasn't asking for help for it. And the lesson would come up, shaped a little bit differently, but the lesson was the same. And I'd be like, oh my God. And then I'd be shocked. And finally, I woke up to the fact that I was asking for no drama. And I can remember it. I mean, I went like a couple of months and I just had the feeling something was wrong. I just knew it, right? With every fiber of my being, something had changed. Something was wrong. And I kept waiting for the other shoe to drop. And finally, once I asked God and the universe, the angels, I said, you know, well, what's going on here? What's getting ready to happen? The response was, you got what you asked for. I no longer had the drama in my life. And it felt, because I wasn't used to no drama. When I looked back, it had been 3 months since I'd had any drama. And I was getting along just fine. I was getting my lessons, but I wasn't having all the drama. So, I mean, you do have to be careful what you ask for because, you know, you could get it, right? For me, it was a lesson I needed to learn this. I can learn my lessons without all the unnecessary drama. But of course, looking back in the early years, I needed the drama to be able to get the message. And if I only got part of the message, then the situation seemed to repeat itself until I got the good lesson. I got totally learned the lesson altogether. But again, I had to transform from a life that was full of drama, no matter whether it was my work life, my personal life, whatever, everything felt drama filled. But that's the energy I grew up in. So to affirm and then to get no drama, I mean, my life felt off kilter until I realized I had manifested the change in my life to where I didn't have to have the drama. And if any of you guys are living a drama-filled life, this is a good time to let it go. There's a full moon coming up in 2 or 3 days. Let that stuff go. You know, it's unnecessary. You can learn the same lessons without all the drama. But again, it was a decision and an affirmation that totally changed, transformed my life. And again, when you make these choices, you have to be ready to let go of the old. And you have to be open to receive the new. Again, going back to balance in your life. You have to accept joy over drama. And speaking from experience, there's nothing better. Choose laughter over tears. Now, sometimes tears can be a good thing. It's a release. It's a relief of could be trauma, could be tears of joy. You know, I've had that happen too, where, you know, the first time Haley was put into my arms, definite tears of joy. My heart opened up bigger than I ever thought it had. Of course, I thought it was open the biggest it ever could be when I had my son. But when your grandchild comes along or grandchildren come along, it really it shifts again. It transforms the amount of love that you have and that you receive. I mean, it's incredible. Now, just because I say this and, you know, doing the transformation, it doesn't mean that I'm not ever, ever going to have any drama in my life. That's not what it means. What it means, I mean, I'm still human. I'm still going to have ups and downs, but they're not as dramatic or traumatic. You know, I've still lost people that I wasn't expecting to lose. I've had friendships that have broken off. I've had relationships that have broken off. I've lost jobs. But those are lessons I needed to learn. But it wasn't with all the drama. You see what I'm saying? Because I chose, after so many years of living in trauma, not to live that way anymore. I didn't need it. I didn't want it. But by doing the work, by asking and wanting and choosing a transformation in your life, what happens, at least for me, it shifted my perspective. So instead of always anticipating, oh my God, I feel that shoe's getting ready to drop. I know something bad's gonna come in. Oh, you know what I'm saying? The doom and gloom, you just know it's right on the edge there. You know what's coming. Instead of being fearful or anticipating something negative, now because it's truly, again, tremendous Tuesday, right? Transformational Tuesday. You can anticipate knowing the good is there. It may not be in the way we thought it was going to come to us, but it's there. We've transformed what used to be our negative way of thinking to something positive. You know, I've been told, and I've said it before, some people say that I'm just too positive. Well, I have my moments. Don't get me wrong. I still have people that piss me off, and I still have situations that irritate me. But I don't dwell in it anymore. I don't stay there. I try to transform the change that I want in my life. You know, I've gotten to where I only allow certain people in my inner circle because I can't take a lot of negativity. I just can't. And yes, I'm always looking for the silver lining because I know it's there. And every situation that you come up upon, there's always something good in there. Even if it's that, you know, even if it's the death of a friend, you can find the good in there. You know, thank God you got to spend time together. Thank God you got to meet that person. You know, thanks for the lessons that you learned from that individual. You can always find the good in everything because it's there. And then you can transform the things that you felt were positive. If you look at them long enough or think about them long enough, you'll find the good in there. So you can transform what by some people would be perceived as something negative or horrible or, you know, sad. You can find the joy in there. You can find the goodness in there. Because I guarantee you, it's there. Again, no matter what situation you're in or what situation comes up, you can always find the lesson or the silver lining. And sometimes you just have to get through the pain and the sadness first, but just keep looking. Because the positive, the silver lining, the transformation is there. Sometimes you have to go into meditation for it. Sometimes, you know, ask the angels to come in your sleep and give you an answer. You know, I had a friend of mine who passed away who I just couldn't believe that it was her time to go. It just couldn't be. You know, she meant the world to me. I've had two very close women friends. Both of them ended up passing due to cancer. And it devastated me. But on the good side of it, the good side, they were no longer in any pain. And they no longer had to suffer. You know, the negative side was, you know, I didn't get to see them in person anymore. I had one of them that pulled back from me about a month before she passed because she didn't want me. I had just gotten over, not gotten over, I'd already been diagnosed with my breast cancer and was still going through everything I was going through, and she didn't want to bring me down. So instead of explaining that to me, she just cut off all communication. It wasn't until she passed that I found out the reason. But that one, she transformed my life. I mean, I was in definite fear when I got my diagnosis. She had already been through it. We chose two different choices on how to deal with our own individual breast cancer. And we both chose what was best for us. And I think she did not want me to worry about the choice I made. And she did not want me to have to go through that, be strong for her when I was still recovering. You know, and on one hand, I get where she was coming from. But on the other hand, it hurt because I wanted to be there for her like she had been there for me. But it wasn't meant to be. And it's probably true had I, you know, stepped in. I'm an overachiever when it comes to stuff like that of being there for people. I try to do it all, you know. And she knew me well enough to know that that was not in my best interest. The other one I was very angry about because she was so young and had kids at home. And I didn't understand why she had to go through that, why she had to go through that transformation. And our relationship was so, I mean, I just loved that woman to pieces. She was a good friend. She was a good 10, maybe 15 years younger than me. But there was just something about her. She made me laugh. And she was sneaky. You know, she wanted me to be there with her at the end. And I had told her, no, I couldn't do it. Because I, you know, I was too close to her. And I didn't think that I could, you know, that I could hold that space for her. And she said, okay, honey. And that little stinker made it where exactly I was there for her when she needed me to be. So we still laugh about it, you know. But the thing about it is, she transformed my life with the choices that she made as meeting each other. And she was one of five people that I was with when they made their transition. So she was transforming my life and my decisions and showing me how to be with people to where I could help them when they transitioned over. You know, there's people out there that do that. I think they call them death doulas. And I've thought about that, but I just get so emotionally attached. It rips me open. Even though I know where they're going and I watch them cross and the whole nine yards, it, as a human being, it's joy filled. But at the same time, it just, for me, I'm an empath. And it's just, for their families, it's just too much. I mean, it takes a lot out of you. But what I'm trying to get across today is to think every single day you get up, that you wake up, before you get out of bed, be grateful. Transform your day into a day filled with joy. You know, ask God and angels, how does it get any better than this? You woke up, you got to take a shower, you had your coffee, you know, you made it safely to work. Kids got off to school, whatever else, right? Think how blessed you are. And then ask the universe, how does it get any better than this? And then stay open to receive the messages. And sometimes they'll surprise you. Again, ask every day, how does it get any better than this? You know, sometimes if I've had kind of a so-so day and I think, oh, it was a so-so day, or it was, you know, I'm feeling a little down about this or the other. It's like Yogi knows. He always, if I'm grumpy or crabby or whatever, this dog can make me laugh faster than any other being that I've ever run across. And he knows if I'm really sad, he'll get up and this dog gives hugs that are so nice. And then he'll kiss me on my cheek like, it's okay, Mom. And then, of course, he brings the ultimate mood switcher. And that's, he has to play ball. Yogi's answer to everything, to make everything better, is to play ball. How does it get any better than that, right? Playing dog with your best friend. So tomorrow morning when you get up, or tonight before you go to bed, write down what you were able to transform into joy today. Tomorrow morning when you get up, look at the things Look at your day and consciously look for something that you can transform into joy. Then take that and share it with someone else. What's something that you can do in your day that's actually going to transform somebody else's day into a day filled with joy? Okay, you guys, we're going to take a short break. When we come back, I'll jump in the chat room and I'll get you some answers from your angels. Be back in 5. Welcome back, everyone. This is Peggy with Oh My Angels here on 12radio.com. If you can, jump in the chat room and write in any questions you want to answer from your angels, and we'll get you some answers. Again, if you're new, if you go to 12radio.com, look on the top left-hand corner, you'll see the word chat. Just click on there, and we'll get you invited into the chat room. Okay? All righty. Let's just jump in the chat room. I think I've got everything ready here. Pamela Snow's in the house. She says, Peggy, and a little flower. Thank you so much, Pamela. I appreciate you being here. Suzanne Morrissey is here. She goes, good morning, Peggy. Happy to hear you live today. Well, thank you, Suzanne. Thank you for showing up. I really do appreciate it when you guys show up and we get to have little chats. It makes my day. So, Jean McIntosh is in the house. She says, Peggy, so many changes happening. Anything from the angels for guidance would be good. Moving question mark. Help from family. Can I trust them? Any suggestions on legal help? And thank you for helping me get my car back. Should I trade it in? Okay, number one, we don't give legal help. I do feel like you've got somebody that you can trust. I'm not so sure it's a member of the family. But ask your friends. I feel like one of your friends has an attorney or has somebody who can give you good, solid legal advice. Also, just ask the angels to guide you to that person as well. Pull out the phone book and run your finger down them and see which one you're guided to. And then a lot of people too, the first time, you can get some free legal advice. I think legal advice though would be helpful for you. Let's see, moving. I do feel like you'll be moving. Let's see. I'm not always good with good timelines, but it feels like by summer you're going to have the opportunity. Something feels like it's coming up that would be good. So, but again, trust your gut. Ask the angels, and then truly be open to receive the answers. I think you can get some help from your family, but I'm hearing proceed with caution. I think that when you ask them a question or ask them for help and they give you any kind of answer, what the angels are asking you to do is to take in their response. Don't commit to their response. But look at it from the standpoint, are they saying this because it's in their best interest and not your best interest? I know that sounds a little harsh because it's family, but you need to make sure that you're doing what's best for you, not what's best for everybody else. You're really good at helping other people out and doing what's best for them, but you don't always put yourself first here. And that I think the biggest lesson or the biggest message to you during this whole shifts and changes is you need to do what's best for you and yours. Okay. So don't rush into any decision. And there's a full moon coming up. So if there's something you need to release, any past relationship, any drama that you're ready to let go of, the full moon's the great time to do that. So you could write that on a piece of paper, the things that you're ready to let go of and burn it. Do it in a safe manner. You don't want to cause any fires anywhere, which I almost did one time doing this. So I always warn everybody. I think you're going to be good. Trust yourself. Ask the angels for guidance. They're right there, ready to help. Okay. All righty. Quelly's here. Thank you, honey, for showing up. I appreciate you. She says, Grand Rising, Peggy, Serena, and 1-2 fam. We love having you here. And she gave me an emoji that says, that's right. So Pamela says, you're always so spot on, Peggy. I woke up a total crab this morning to the point of me asking myself what my problem was. LOL. Isn't it amazing the conversations we have with ourselves now versus when we were younger? I think when I was younger, you have an angel on one shoulder, so to speak, metaphorically speaking, and a devil on the other. And, I think I thought the devil part was a little bit more fun. I mean, oh, what the heck? Let's just try and see what happens. What's the worst that can happen? Well, there was some worst that could happen, but I learned from them. So how can it be a mistake if you learn from it, right? But yeah, I've been there too. Or I'll catch myself snapping at somebody. Like, Say you're in a checkout line or whatever, and you explain your situation to the, you know, the cashier or whatever, and they don't pay attention to what you've just said. And so, you know, get a little snotty with them or whatever, or a little curt, or yeah, that's a nice way of putting it. And then I'm like shaking my head at myself thinking, really? This person didn't deserve that. You know, they've just been waiting on, you know, however many customers ahead of you and probably getting asked similar questions. And maybe they feel like I'm not really listening to them. So no wonder they snapped, or no wonder they were rude or whatever, you know? So, yeah, I get it, you know, and I don't like it either, but I have those conversations in my head and I try to go back out of my way. If and when I do that, which I do, I'm not, you know, I'm human. I apologize to him saying, you know, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to snap at you. I'm just, you know, frustrated, irritated, and I shouldn't have taken it out on you. So I try to go out of my way to apologize, because we do, we get all wrapped up in our own stuff all the time. And we forget. And again, kindness, you can't beat it, right? Just be kind. Don't be snippy and crabby. Even though, I mean, we're human, we have those moments or whatever, doesn't excuse it. But the minute you catch yourself doing that, apologize. You know, and apologize to that negative self-talk to yourself too. I'm real good with that. I've gotten so much better about the negative self-talk. I mean, I'm doing really well with that. So I get you, Pamela. So just don't beat yourself up over what was happening this morning. Just like, okay, you woke up crabby, so let's see if we can change that attitude. Today's terrific transformational Tuesday. I'm going to find something to be positive about today. You know, I'm positive that, yay, I woke up, I'm alive, I'm still breathing. You know, my health's good, or, you know, I'm employed, or whatever the case may be. Find something to start your day, kickstart it, right? Okay, Maya Constantine's in the house, and she said good morning. Well, good morning to you, Maya, and thank you so much for being here. It really means a lot when you guys show up. It really does. Let me refresh it and see if there's anybody else in here. I'm surprised nobody else wants a reading today. Come on, people. I love giving readings. Let's see here. See if I missed anything. Oh, Anisha's here. Hi, honey. She says, good morning, Peggy, and all. Tears from the depth of my being is like my soul taking a shower. Spring cleaning, new beginnings. Oh, I love that analogy. You know, I have one friend who kind of beats herself up when she has a day of crying. But I think we need crying to, like you said, it cleans, it releases the stuff you're ready to let go of. You know, and sometimes you have to watch a sad movie, you know, or watch a sad TV program. I don't know if you guys watch, 1923? What's that show? It just ended this past Sunday night. And how they ended it, I was like, oh my God. I was crying like a baby. Could not believe that's how they ended it. But again, that helped me cleanse some stuff that I was ready to let go of. So yes, spring cleaning, new beginnings. I love that. I love springtime anyway. It just feels good. I mean, the grass and the birds. Again, the birds chirping. God, I love the birds. Oh, Pamela put in here, Peggy, I lost my tortie Reese's 3 years ago, and I miss her terribly. I haven't gotten a new rescue because of health issues, but I miss having a little buddy so much. Does the angel see me with a new companion down the line somewhere? I'm hearing yes in this year. So I think the one that's meant for you hasn't shown up yet. But I do feel like before the end of the year, you'll have another rescue. And I, you know, what I'm going through too, so if you guys just, I'll just put that out there and you guys can, to send a good juju to Yogi, because I'm going to go to, Haley's getting her master's degree a year early. Instead of a 2 year, she got it in 1 year. And so I'm going back to Flagstaff, you know, to watch her get this degree. I'm so darn proud of her. But in doing so, I have to board Yogi, which she's never been boarded before. But I don't really have anybody now that can keep him for when I'm gone. So I've looked around, and I think I found a good place to board him. but sent him, and he's never been boarded, so he's always been with somebody that he knows. So it's kind of made me a little anxious, but you know, I'm doing animal Reiki and helping to, I think, alleviate both of our fears by using the Reiki on myself and the animal Reiki on him. But any, you know, good thoughts sending his way to where he'll feel calm and not scared, and reassuring him that I will be back. So, yeah, our fur babies and our babies, no matter what they are just, you know, it's different when they can, when you can't speak human talk to each other to say it's going to be fine, you know. And I've been kind of easing him into it, but he's looking at me like, well, I don't know if I'm going to like this, Mom. But I just have to trust. I had one place I went and looked at, and I, you know, people had given it good reviews, but when I walked in, I just thought, oh, no, this is not the place that my baby's going to stay for 6 nights. It's not happening. So, but again, send some good thoughts Yogi's way over the next month to get him ready for this event in his life. So, but you know, animals are wonderful. And there's so many out there that also they want love, you know, and all of us have plenty of love to give, you know. Let me refresh this to see who else. Like I was singing in the first part of the show, Yogi can always make me laugh. And again, his response to anything that's said, you know, Mom, if you just play ball, you'll feel so much better. And he'll do things with that ball, and he'll kind of throw it in the air and act like he didn't catch it or whatever, and then turn around in circles and stuff like he can't find it, even though it's right there between his legs. You know what I'm saying? So he'll do whatever it takes to get a laugh out of me. Animals are great, and they don't like to see us sad. Let's see if I miss anybody. Let's see. I got that one. Oh, Maya says, I will take a reading. Yay! I have an interview on Friday. Can you let me know what the angels have to say? The first thing I heard was it's going to go great. They're saying be calm and calm and confident in the interview. But just be you. You know, if you feel yourself getting nervous in the interview, pause and take a deep breath in, hold it and release it. Don't rush to answer them. Be calm and direct. And it feels good. The energy of the place where you're applying for feels really good. So I think right now what I'm hearing is between you and one other person. But it feels like this, if you want this job, it's yours. So you have to keep me posted. But I think that, again, they're reiterating, if you want this job, it's yours. So go into it positive, being if it's one you really want, and be in gratitude. Then I before say thank you, you know, however you pray. I always say, Mother, Father, God, and angels, thank you for, you know, my new job. And for the people I'm going to meet, and however you want to phrase it. But be in gratitude as if it's already yours. Okay? This feels good for you. Good for you. Right now, some people are saying it's not a time for change, but I think if you're being called to make changes right now, make them. You know, do you to the best of your ability. That's the other thing that seems to be a big thing is people need to know that you're going to stand up for yourself and you're going to put yourself first. You know, a lot of us have gone years without putting ourselves first, and we've put other people first. But you got to put yourself first. And that's not being mean or selfish. It's being just taking care of yourself where you can help more people, right? So, hold on, let me get this. But, you know, and a lot of people are talking doom and gloom and, oh, my God, the stock market and all this. I don't understand half that stuff anyway. And what I do is just, I do the general prayer, you know, help us to our highest good, whatever that might be. Because do I know what's the best for the nation right now? I know the way I was raised. I know what my values are, but I can't see the big picture like the universe can. So I just pray for everyone's highest good, whatever that might be. You know, maybe some of us have some intense lessons we need to learn this time around. Maybe some of us don't. Maybe someplace in the middle. I don't know. But if we're all asking for the highest good of everyone else, you know, and keep our thoughts positive, like energy attracts like energy. So again, think positive. You know, think of my days of the week, however, make up your own. I've been doing these particular things for each day of the week for over 20 years. I used to irritate one guy I worked with. He goes, can't you come up with something different? I said, no, I like the ones I chose. This is for me. If you don't like it, that's too bad. I like what I got for him. You know, Sweet Sunday was because Sunday was always family day. We'd go to church and, you know, the roast potatoes and carrots cooked in the oven, you know, and the sweet rolls. So every day of the week means something different for me. And there's a behind the scenes meaning to each one as well. So, you know, do you pick out what you like. But try to find something positive every single day and be in gratitude for it. But, you know, Tuesdays are really, you know, a special day because, you know, it gives you the power to transform whatever it is you want to transform. It's almost like giving yourself permission. Okay, it's terrific transformational Tuesday. So what am I going to take on today? What is it I really want to change? Because I can do it today. I know I can. Because it's a transformational day. So find the positive and then share it with somebody. Tell somebody purposely, you know what? It's Transformational Tuesday. And guess what I've decided? I've decided I'm going to change being negative first thing in the morning to being positive every single day of the week. I'm going to transform that. I'm going to look for the good in every single thing because it's got to be there. There's a silver lining in everything. So just think about it. Okay, I'm going to refresh this one more time and see if I missed anybody. Or if you have another question you want answered, be more than happy to answer. Let's see here. I lost my place. Oops. Okay. Oops. Oh, Pamela says, you made my day, Peggy. If I was near you, I'd take yogi for you. Oh, thank you. I appreciate that. It's just really, I'm worried about him. You know, he's such a sweetheart. Tara Elizabeth Hottaway is here. She says, good morning. I'm really looking forward to Easter for some reason. Do you have any Easter messages? Let's see. The first thing I'm getting is that there's something that's been on your mind that's been not necessarily stressing you out, but that you've been kind of concerned or worried about. And I feel like over Easter weekend, you're going to have the answer to the situation and you're going to be at peace with it. I hope that makes sense because that was just right off the top. So I think you're going to have a joy-filled response. So, yeah. Whatever situation that is, it's coming for you, and it's in a positive thing. So, good for you. Let's see what else here. I wish Facebook would automatically put all comments to start off with, because then then you go back. And you're trying to find the new ones, and they don't always go in the order, or at least for me, they don't. Could be a picnic, you know, problem in chair, not in computer. Oh, you're welcome, Maya. She said, I really appreciate the reading. You're welcome anytime, honey. I appreciate you asking. I love helping people. I really do. I think this is the best job a person could ever have. You know, because I love helping people anyway, and to be able to connect you with, you know, your guides and your angels. And, you know, I do mediumship as well. They don't always come through specifically, or as easily, I should say, for me as maybe they do for others. But when someone on the other side really wants your attention, I can get it for you. Let's see here. Okay, you guys, I think that's about it. I'll refresh it one more time. And if there's no new messages, then we'll cut you loose. Hold on. It's not referring. Give me a minute. I don't want to miss somebody. I hate when I do that. When I think I've got everybody, and then I sign out, and then I look back, and there's one person that was blatant right there. They had the comment, and I missed it. So we'll do this one more time. Okay. Oops. It looks like I've touched each one of them. Aw, you guys are in the chat room. Look what Anisha put in there. Thank you so much for making my day a happy one. I made this spring painting for myself. Happy colors. It is beautiful. Good job. I like when you post the things you've done. You do good work. So thank you for sharing that with me. Shared my day as well. So thank you. Okay, you guys. As always, take what resonates with from the show and throw away the rest. I ask you if you want to stay tuned for Everyday Astrology with CA Brooks. After CA is Empowerment with Kelly Whetstone. And last but not least is the Katie Weaver Show, all here on Montu Radio. You guys have a wonderful day, a terrific transformational Tuesday, and I'll see you next week. Take care.